Hello, everyone. It's great to be in North Texas. And with that, I'll take your questions.
Hey, Chris Jenkins, Associated Press.
All right.
Mike, I think you said you were going to talk to the team today about off-the-field distractions and kind of staying focused on the game. Did you do that already? And if so, what are you going to say or what did you say?
We had a team meeting this morning at 10:30 before we went through the TSA at the stadium and boarded the buses for the airport. So basically just laid out the whole week's schedule, made sure everybody clearly understood the expectations, the responsibilities from a scheduling standpoint, and made it clear the environment that we were going to be working in and the things that are surrounding this environment. So our players, our coaches, our whole organization is excited to be here. It was an excellent week, very productive week last week in Green Bay, and it's great to get down there and see the setup that's we've been provided here at the hotel. So it's been very impressive, and we're looking forward to this week's work leading up to the Super Bowl game.
Mike, Chris Harry from AOL Fan House. Obviously, you'd be delighted regardless of who you were playing in a Super Bowl game, but what's it like playing the Steelers for you personally, and do you have any memories growing up cheering them on?
I mean, I have a lot of memories of the Pittsburgh Steelers growing up in Pittsburgh. So personally, it's unique for my family and I. So, but really, I'm looking forward to getting to the game. I'm sure this will be something that we'll reflect on as a family. It's very personal from that standpoint. I have great respect for the Rooney family and their generosity to my family and just the way they've always operated their business. But you know, growing up in Pittsburgh is a big part of who I am. But I am a Green Bay Packer, and we've come here to claim the Lombardi Trophy.
Hello, Mike. Vito Stellino from the Florida Times Union. Could you discuss how these pre- and post-game speeches by Charles Woodson evolved? And you think it's just been a positive thing, and will he be doing it for the Super Bowl?
Well, frankly, it's something that I've been looking at it as a head coach of our football team. I felt you know, everybody talks about leadership, and you need more leadership on your football team. I've started to look for opportunities to give individuals to grow as a leader. At the end of the regular season, which is customary in Green Bay, when you make the playoffs, playoff captains are voted on. So there's two on offense, two on defense, and two on special teams. And with that, we had a meeting after the captains were voted before our first playoff game here in Philadelphia. And I told them that, you know, pregame, I was now turning the prayer over to them and also the final message over to the captains. You six have a vote. You figure out how you want to do it. And the last words before we leave the locker room are going to come from our players. It's a players' game. It's important for us all to be on point with our messaging each week. And they had a quick vote, and Aaron Rodgers is leading the prayer, and Charles Woodson has, you know, he's been the last one to speak, and it's worked out very well. It's something I think it's definitely worked. It's an opportunity for our leaders to step to the forefront, and I've watched them too grow, particularly this last month as leaders, and our football team has responded in a very favorable way.
Hey, Mike, it's Tom Silverstein of Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Are you anticipating now to have to go inside on Wednesday, given what the weather situation is, or do you not know at this point?
Well, it's something, Tom, that actually I'm going to look at tomorrow. I'm going to go to both facilities and look at the setup. Doug Collins, our director of security, has been here. We talked about it on the plane ride down here today. We discussed it earlier in the week. So, with the weather and you know, the indoor facility, the surface, and so forth, we'll probably make that decision sometime later tomorrow.
Mike, Tim Van Boren, WITI, in the back here.
Okay.
Obviously, you've had such a team mantra over the last 8 weeks or so of the regular season, everybody banding together. How did that get manifested last week in Green Bay, and how do you think it'll play out now that you've come down here?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of the question.
Well, your team mantra, everybody pitching together, really no individual agendas over the last 8 weeks or so of the season. How did the last week in Green Bay, how did you see that play out, and how do you expect that'll go this
year? Our last week in Green Bay, I mean, working in Green Bay, anybody's had an opportunity to coach and play in Green Bay clearly understands just our setup. I think our quality of work has always been a strength of our preparation. I feel it's a big part of our success, and that's why we set the schedule the way we did. We came into North Texas as late as possible because I wanted to maximize our time in Green Bay in preparation for this game. With that being said, we're probably 90% ready from an installation standpoint because I do feel it's important to stay the course and utilize the work that's ahead of us here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But our quality of work as far as our classroom setup, our the whole environment, the indoor facility, which is very similar to the environment we're going to be playing in, the dome on Sunday, we just wanted to make sure we maximize that, and it's been a very productive week.
Hi, Mike. Greg Rosenthal, NBCSports.com. Every team says they want to build through the draft. What is it about Ted Thompson that makes him and the Packers so effective at building through the draft? And then also in finding players this year like Howard or Eric that are able to come into the team and integrate so seamlessly?
A lot of credit has to go to Ted Thompson and the personnel staff, just the way they're structured, their work ethic, the principles are in place of how you evaluate a player. I don't know if there's another general manager that hits the road as much as Ted Thompson does. So when you're in a personnel meeting prior to the draft and discussions are going around the table about a player, you know when the final decision's made that Ted has had, he's probably had his eyes on him and definitely has done his due diligence. So it's very impressive to watch now for 5 years, and it's a big part of why we select the right people. So we have to give our personnel department a lot of credit for our season.
Coach, with a house in Austin, daughter in Austin, do you feel any ties to Texas?
I love Texas. I think Texas is a great place to raise a family. Austin, Texas, my daughter Alex graduated Lake Travis High School last year. She's a freshman at the University of Kansas. So I have a lot of good friends in Austin, and I was hoping for the hope that, sorry we brought the weather with us from Green Bay, but this is a great state.
Mike, the fan, Green Bay, all along you've been preaching that you're preparing to play the Pittsburgh Steelers and not Super Bowl 45, but now that you're down here, all the hoopla, media day, how do you keep hammering home that point?
Just don't look into the lights. That'll probably help you. But it's our players are really excited to get down here today. Just visiting with a number of one-on-one. They're excited about the process leading up to the game. I feel like a lot of us, we wish the game was already here, but we do want to don't want to take away this experience. I told them to be very realistic, be practical, enjoy the unique opportunity to be in front of the media every day. It'll be a great experience for our players and our coaches. But at the end of the day, this is about beating the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's what we're focused on.
Coach, right here, Ricardo Garcia, Multimedios, Monterrey, Mexico. Congratulations on winning the NFC.
Thank you.
I have to ask you this. During the regular season, your team won 3 games on the road. During the postseason, during the playoffs, you won 3 games also. You matched that same feat. What was the reason for the change of the success during the playoffs?
Well, it's the time of year has a lot to do with it. We had a couple road games we felt got away from us during the regular season. Traditionally, we've been a good road team, and it definitely carried over to the playoffs. So our team doesn't sweat the road. Scheduling leading into home games and leading into road games, we try to keep as similar as possible. Our players like that routine. We played in good weather in all 3 road games this year. So I think it definitely helps you offensively. But I know we're 3-5 in the regular season, but over our tenure there in Green Bay, we've always considered ourselves a good road team.
Mike Gary Shelton from the St. Petersburg Times. 90 coaches have now made this game, some of them more than once, but I don't know that any toll booth takers have ever made it before. Could you talk about that experience? What did you do all night? Did you make a? Did you draw plays? Did you read playbook? Why that, and how much did it pay?
Didn't pay much. It was a summer job. It was something that that I felt I needed to do between graduating from Fort Hays State University. You get your master's degree and you go collect toll. So that, you know, that doesn't quite add up, but that was my plan and path. And really, it was a good experience. It was something to really just to make some money before the season started at the University of Pittsburgh before we went to training camp. So I know a lot's been made of it. I don't want to disrespect the Pennsylvania Turnpike, but I did my job, and I studied while I was there when there was no cars coming through the booth. But it was a good experience. I think I always felt that was the normal way. You have summer jobs, you do those types of things, and. I'm glad I took the path I did as far as a young man back then with being exposed to those types of things.
Coach Lindsay Soto, NFL Network. Seeing as how you have never been to a Super Bowl before as a fan or in any capacity, have you sought out the advice of other coaches who have gone through this before? Have any sought you out, and if so, whom?
Well, we have a couple coaches on our staff, and really this is something that you don't really prepare for just, you know, the week after the NFC Championship game. I've always picked other coaches' brains. You know, how did the Super Bowl week go? A lot of coaches, you know, call and offer suggestions. So I feel, you know, I've been given a lot of good advice, but more importantly, you have to stay true to how your football team's been trained as far as the scheduling and so forth, because there's a number of things that were brought to the table that I thought, wow, that's an excellent idea, but it just doesn't fit to the way I felt was in our best interest of our football team operating leading up to this game. So we don't want to get too far away from, you know, our mode of preparation. Well, we feel that's a strength of our football team, the way we prepare for our opponent, and then we're going to stay true to that as possible.
Coach McCarthy, Michelle Tuckner, WBAY. What was the send-off like in Green Bay and then coming down here to seeing a couple hundred fans here at the hotel?
Oh, it was awesome. Just like everything that involves the fans in Green Bay, it was great. We left the visitor's locker room just on the buses just for the TSA procedure, but I couldn't tell how many people there, but it was great. Signs, you know, a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. The police escort to the stadium, people were lined up along the sidewalks and so forth, and special as always, and we're looking forward to the return.
Yeah, Mike Kliss of the Denver Post. Going back two drafts ago with Clay Matthews, all those linebackers were available. Could you talk about, were you leery at all about the fact that he was kind of a one-year production guy, and how much did his bloodlines contribute in your...
Well, I'll say this time and time again about Clay Matthews. You know, Ted Thompson, when he hits the road during the regular season, he usually comes back in town on a Thursday, sometimes a Friday morning, and then we have an opportunity to get together. And when he returned from USC, from the USC workout that year, he was the one player that he talked most about. I mean, he saw something in Clay. I know he played with his uncle in Houston when he was a Houston Oiler, but he was really excited about Clay Matthews. So as the process went on leading up to the draft, it was no surprise where we had Clay ranked, and when the opportunity presented itself that we stepped up and selected him.
Mike, Jason Wilde, ESPN Wisconsin. You mentioned never having been to a Super Bowl personally. When and why did you make that decision? And how are you going to approach this week? You talked about how you want the players to approach it. Are you going to embrace it on a personal level, the attention and everything that comes with it?
embrace it on a personal level. I mean, frankly, number one, my priority is, you know, I have a job here to do. I don't want to disappoint you. I don't like really look forward to these type of moments right now. It's part of the job. The media is very important, and I know I represent the Green Bay Packers, but you know, the environment leading up to the game, I mean, I'm sure I'm like every other coach. In the past, when your season's over, I really didn't want to be around the participation leading up to the big game. So I just always waited till this moment, and I'm glad I did. But you know, I have family coming here. My daughter's coming in Wednesday night, and the rest of my family, wife, and so coming here Thursday. So I'm sure there'll be certain things that we'll do within the realm of what I've always done in the week of preparation. I'm not going to get too far away from my normal schedule, especially the biggest week of the year. So I don't know if I answered your question. I'm going to do as little as I possibly can to enjoy myself, I guess.
Coach Brian Caribou from Cheesehead TV. To what extent is this team built for sustained success?
Where are you? I'm sorry?
Here.
Oh, okay. I'm blinded here. Can you give me your question again?
To what extent is this team built for sustained success?
Well, if you look at our roster, and everybody clearly understands the age of our players, but you know, those are really questions for next year. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, I really like our team. I really like our structure, our program. But you know, we draft the players, we develop them. We've been successful in doing that. We need to continue to do that because you know, every year is a new year. This year for us is a great example of that. There's challenges out there in front of you that you don't know that you're going to hit, and when they hit, you have to be prepared, and you have to fight through the adversity of every season, because it's always different. Every team's different. Every season's different. But I think the future is bright for our football team. But you know, once again, we're focused on this one game.
Two more questions.
Mike, Dave Crome, KDAF in Dallas. I was wondering, with all the talk that's already started about how much Super Bowl experience that the Steelers have and how you guys have only have two players with Super Bowl experience, if you consider that much of a disadvantage?
Not at all. I'll tell you exactly what I told the football team. I don't know exactly how many players they have, 9, 10, or how many players they have on their 53 that played in the game. But their Super Bowl experience, their advantage is today through Sunday. So that's why we spent the extra time going through exactly every single day. And we'll meet as a football team meeting every morning, 7:45, and make sure we're crystal clear on what's expected of us, because the preparation is the prize. That's what we're after. We want to be the best prepared football team. We understand they've been through it. That is an advantage to them, but you know, we feel we do a very good job preparing our team to get ready to play games, and we're going to stay true to that. But as far as the game, it's another football game. Every game is. I understand the big stage. We clearly understand the different schedules that go on leading up to the game. We've already talked about it as a football team. We have things in place that will deal with the long pregame, the long halftime. So I don't think it's going to be a factor. We're really focused on keeping it between the lines. But you know, the advantage Pittsburgh has over us, in my opinion, is today through Saturday. So we'll continue to work and educate our football team, and they're dedicated and focused bunch. So I'm not really concerned about it.
Mike Clemens from Wisconsin Radio Network. When Charles Woodson arrived in Green Bay,
okay.
Still a terrific athlete. At times he looked like, though, he was independent. And then we see him giving that great post-game speech, you know, a week ago. Talk about his transformation and maybe the role that you played in that.
Well, I think Charles, like a lot of us, on our football team, both players and coaches, everybody has the opportunity to grow. Everybody has an opportunity to improve. You can always improve, and Charles has been given more opportunities to do that in the area of leadership, and he has really stepped up big time. I think it was very evident in his talk after the Chicago game. So he's had a couple, you know, Philadelphia and Atlanta were excellent too. So it's about opportunity, and you talk about trust, you talk about about opportunity, you talk about focus, but you have to make sure you're creating, you know, the environment for that to exist and grow. And I think he's a perfect example of that.